莫言的俄国朝圣之旅。
Mo Yan's pilgrimage to Russia，
在我看来
，In my opinion，
更像是一场背叛之旅。
More like a betrayal journey。
我曾经是莫言的读者
，I used to be a reader of Mo Yan，
也发过三四条视频去支持他。
I also posted 3 or 4 videos to support him。
但这次他的俄国之行
，But this time his trip to Russia was。
我真的如鲠在喉。
I'm really at a loss for words。
莫言自己说
，Mo Yan himself said，
他是在俄国文学的滋养下成长起来的。
He grew up in the nurturing environment of Russian literature。
所以这次的俄国之旅是一场对俄国文学的朝圣。
Therefore, this trip to Russia was a pilgrimage for Russian literature。
那我特别想问一句。
I especially want to ask，
作家先生
，He a writer？
您到底是从托尔斯泰夫斯基和谢洛霍夫那里拿走了些什么
？What exactly did you take from Tolstoy, Tolsky, and Shelov？
又悄悄地扔掉了些什么
？What did they quietly throw away？
那些俄国的巨匠笔下全是苦难。
The great Russian writers all wrote about suffering。
但他们写苦难
，That they wrote of suffering，
从来不是为了让你去欣赏他
，It was never meant for you to admire him，
啊，或者是默认他
，Or assume he is。
托尔斯泰让列赫留多夫对着沙皇监狱制度怒吼
，Tolstoy and Ledlov shouted at the Tsar about the prison system。
谢洛霍夫让格里高利在红军和白军之间血肉模糊的挣扎。
Shelov's actions led to a bloody and chaotic struggle between the Red Army and the White Army.
他们最终指向的是战争。
They ultimately pointed to war.
对于人性的绝对的异化。
Regarding the absolute alienation of human nature.
是对任何宏大叙事吞噬个体的悲悯。
A pity for any grand narrative that devours the individual.
这对现存秩序的终极质问
，A fundamental challenge to the current order。
可莫言呢
？What about Mo Yan？
当他站在克里姆林宫的文化灯光下
，When he stood in the Kremlin's cultural light，
面对当下真实发生的、最需要托尔斯泰式追问的现实时
，When it comes to the most pressing realities that require Tolstoy's kind of questioning。
他选择了绝对沉默。
He chose absolute silence.
他拿走了苦难文学资产。
He took the assets of suffering literature.
却把追问苦难根源的那个作家的天职扔在了顿河边。
However, he threw away the writer's sacred duty of investigating the root causes of suffering.
他说
，He said，
说他深受谢洛霍夫的影响。
He was deeply influenced by the teachings of Lord Hooft.
但他好像忘记了谢洛霍夫之所以伟大。
But he seemed to have forgotten that the greatness of little Leo's good and evil.
不只是因为他写了《静静的顿河》。
It's not just because he wrote quietly, Dang and more.
更因为他在那个特殊的年代。
Because he was in that special era.
岗位被冤枉的同僚写信奔走。
A colleague who has been wrongly accused writes a letter to his superior，
甚至冒死收藏被禁的手稿。
Even seemingly forbidden manuscripts were collected。
那个时代的俄国作家
，The writers of that era in Russia，
啊，良心是浸在血水里的。
Conscience is like a drop of blood。
是要拿命去换的。
It's a matter of life and death。
而莫言
，But I say，
在他最被需要冲刷舆论压力的时刻
，At the moment when he needed to clear public opinion pressure most，
他欣然前往。
He happily went，
受勋、官具、签售
，Award ceremony， signing event，
其乐融融。
They are happy and harmonious。
他没有像纪德那样
，He didn't act like Heidegger。
在访问苏联之后
，After visiting the Soviet Union，
顶着巨大的压力
under immense pressure.
写下访苏归来。
Write down the return of Sue.
把真相拍在桌子上。
Put the truth on the table.
他没有像帕斯基尔纳克那样对强权说。
He didn't say anything like what Paskiginac said about power.
不，他把俄国文学高高供在了神坛上。
He elevated Russian literature to a high position.
却对俄国现实中那些活生生的。
However, they are aware of the real situation in Russia.
需要文学去对抗的东西闭上了眼睛。
Literature should close its eyes to the things it needs to fight against.
这难道不是对俄国良心最大的背叛吗？
Isn't this the greatest betrayal of Russia's conscience?
如果他们在天有灵，
If they had a soul,
或许会用著名的话来回应。
Perhaps I will respond with a famous quote.
莫言在谎言遍布的世界里说，
Mo Yan said, in a world full of lies,
说真话就是革命。
Truth is revolution.
而莫言在这场盛大的文化巡礼中，
And Mo Yan in this grand cultural tour,
恰恰选择了用沉默去亲吻那个曾经囚禁过索尔人离情的土地上的新权利。
The new power on the land, which had once imprisoned those who were enslaved by Saul, was chosen to be kissed with silence.
这才是我们最该看见的，深不见底的悲哀。
This is the deepest sadness that we should see.
说到这里，
At this point,
我想追问更深的问题。
I want to ask a deeper question.
文学的内核到底是什么？
What is the core of literature?
1936年，纪德因苏联邀请访问。最初
In 1936, Kai visited the Soviet Union at the invitation of.
他带着理想，十周后
He set out with the ideal of returning in 10 weeks.
他看到的却是以牺牲个人幸福为代价的集体幸福和背后巨大的虚伪。
What he saw was collective happiness at the expense of personal happiness and the huge hypocrisy behind it.
他回到法国。
He returned to France.
我写下了访苏归来。
He wrote a letter to his family in Sochaux.
他选择了真相。
He chose the truth.
而不是自己曾经笃信的理想。
Instead of their own former impulsive ideals.
2009年
2009,
村上春树在耶路撒冷说
Haruki Murakami said in Jerusalem,
若要在高耸的坚强和以卵击石的鸡蛋之间做出选择，
If you have to choose between a tall, strong egg and an egg that can crack rocks with its shell,
我永远选择站在鸡蛋的那一边。
I always choose to stand on the side of the egg.
他说
He said,
高墙是体质
High strength is physique.
而鸡蛋是每一个脆弱而独特的灵魂。
And eggs are each a fragile and unique soul.
无论高墙多么正确
No matter how correct the high wall is.
鸡蛋多么错误
How wrong.
我始终站在碎裂的鸡蛋的这一方。
I have always stood on the side of broken eggs.
这已经不是简单的同情弱者。
This is not just about showing sympathy to the weak.
而是立场的选择。
The choice of position.
换句话说
In other words,
作家的使命就是永远于具体的。
The writer's mission is to always be specific.
鲜活的。
Fresh.
脆弱的人站在一起
Vulnerable people stand together
对抗任何抽象的
Counter any abstract
冰冷的
Cold
强大的系统
Powerful system
这才是文学良心的底线
This is the bottom line of literary conscience
还有索尔人离情
There is also someone who has a personal reason
这位被称为俄罗斯良心的作家
This writer, who is known as the conscience of Russia,
一生苦于不能讲出真话
spent a lifetime unable to speak the truth.
并终身为此冲破
and break through it forever
阻碍。他坚信存在放之四海而皆准的正义和良善的价值观
undermine his belief in universal and timeless values of justice and goodness
阿斯加尔纳克因日瓦戈医生被禁
Askinac was banned by Dr. Diogo
1958年
1980
他获得诺奖
He won the Nobel Prize
却在巨大的压力下被迫拒绝领奖
However, under immense pressure, he was forced to refuse the award
至死忠守着他自己的真诚和良知
To the end, he remained true to his own integrity and conscience
萨义德说
Said said
知识分子的本色是斥责腐败。
The essence of intellectuals is to criticize corruption.
保卫弱者。
Protect the vulnerable.
反抗压迫的权威。
Challenge the authority of oppression.
加缪被诺奖授奖词评价为被一种真正的道德感激励着。
Albert Camus was praised by the Nobel Prize Committee for being a true moral inspiration.
致力于使正义在这个没有正义的世界里成为可能
Dedicated to making justice possible in a world without it
这些作家用生命告诉我们
These writers have told us with their lives
文学的意义在于
The meaning of literature lies in
它是人类良心的最后堡垒
It is the last bastion of human conscience
文学或许没有国界
Literature may not have borders
因为人性的悲欢是相通的
Because human joys and sorrows are interconnected
但文学家必须有底线
But writers must have a bottom line
这个底线就是在任何权力和体制面前
The bottom line is that in the face of any power or system
永远选择站在真相和弱者的这一边
Always choose to stand on the side of truth and the weak
用这个标准来回看莫言的俄国之行
Use this standard to review Moyen's trip to Russia
我们追问的不是行程本身
We are not asking about the cost itself
而是在这场文化盛宴里
In this cultural feast
我们真实的文学良心是被高高举起了
We truly admire the literary conscience device.
还是被悄悄地、体面地悬置了。
Carefully and discreetly selected.